Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, April 16th, and oh shit, it's almost tax day. Actually,
tax day was yesterday.
No, but we get till the 18th because it was on the weekend. So they give you till the 18th.
Oh.
If you're going to file an extension, now is the time to do it, folks. Mm. We're almost out of fucking time, and I haven't done it either. I don't know why I always leave shit to the last
minute.
Yeah, I know.
You should probably do that today.
Well, I don't know what's going on. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Unless you're going to do the extension.
Yeah.
Which is like why.
Well, I still have to do it by then. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We are on Facebook Live today because we have a beautiful guest in the studio. We're joined by Katarina Kozaias. Welcome to the show, Katarina.
Hello, good morning.
And Katarina is always bright and just
shiny and energetic.
Energetic.
And beautiful.
That's the word I was looking for, energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have great energy about you, and I like being around you. It's a good It's a good feeling, yeah.
Aww. I figure we're alive, so we may as well be alive, right?
Right.
Yeah, there you go, you know?
Right.
And that's the way to do it. And we'll find out about you and everything in just a moment. We're going to shoot the breeze today. And I just wanted to bring up to you the fact I already told Katarina, but I didn't want to tell you because I had to leave this for the air. But I was planning a trip next week to Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
On Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I'm seeing people posting videos of Oahu, which is the other island, flooded. Fucking flooded with thunderstorms and everything. So I'm like, well, maybe that's just on one island.
Right.
I go look on Kauai's, the same thing.
Yeah, but is it going to last till
next
week?
And it's going to last about 10 days to 2 weeks. I'm looking at the weather. Every day is going to be like this.
Right on the island you were going to be on?
Yes. And I'm like,
oh,
there's no fucking way. You know, I mean, a little rain is nice. 10, 15 minutes, you know, maybe even one day.
How does that happen?
But every day? I don't know.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, probably.
No, but how does that happen to you?
Yeah, I don't know.
So what, are you going to postpone it? Because you got insurance.
I got insurance, so I got to cancel it.
Fuck.
Yeah, but you see, I mean, you got to do that if you can get insurance. I realize, though, on flights alone, you don't get the type of insurance. It's only on a package, you know, if you get the hotel,
No, you can get insurance on flights, but they deduct like a percent.
Well, but wait a minute. From the airlines, they keep $200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
Even if you have insurance, because the insurance that you get on flights only covers if you're sick or something.
And then they'll charge you $200 more to rebook the flight, even though you had insurance. And you're like, how are you
taking
$400?
And the rest of it.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I didn't know that.
We had to cancel one extra ticket for which I took insurance, but then he tells me, oh, no, the insurance you got is only for when you're sick. So I'm fucked, and now I'm getting. So they're keeping $200, and then the rest of it, they're giving me Hawaiian Airline credit. I'm like, what am I going to do with that unless I go to Hawaii?
You can use it towards your actual flight next time.
I know, but I don't know when the hell I'm going to go. I mean, the summer's coming now.
Where does Hawaiian Air fly to? Go
the first week of May.
I tried, believe me. It's like you don't know. Well, what I'm saying is I thought about it, and you don't know the weather's going to change now.
I know.
Now I'm afraid, you know?
What if Monday comes around and then you look and the weather's like 90 degrees?
Well, if it is, then it is.
You should have waited until like a day before to cancel. Mm.
I don't know.
It
would have
been the same thing.
Not really, would it?
Yeah. I mean, you're still canceling. I would have waited. I definitely would have waited.
Wow.
It's a week out.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I looked everywhere, and all the weather forecast was rain every day. And not just rain, but thunderstorms.
Flooding.
I want to go to Hawaii. But it's flooding in New York, too. It's so weird.
Yeah, but to Kauai, I'm going to catch some sun.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
And
right.
To hike and to drive convertible, you can't do any of that.
I would have definitely waited to cancel, for sure.
Yeah, but it's not. I'm telling you, it's not going to make
a difference.
I don't
know. I'm pretty anal. I would have canceled today, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm all for, like, I got hope.
Yeah.
I've got hope that maybe the sun will come out.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I know. I would have that hope too, but I don't know.
I would have waited till like Thursday.
Believe me, I really wanted to.
I know.
But I figured now we're looking at a different destination. Very.
Mm.
We're both bummed out like crazy. So now we're considering maybe a cruise to the Caribbean or something.
Ooh. But like, do you think, how do you feel about being on a boat?
Well, I've been on a boat before. Most of the cruises are like 7 days, but that's too much. Yeah. Or 7 nights. Mm-hmm. That's way too much to be on a ship.
It's like 7 nights, 8 days.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And although you stop at different ports and stuff, but still, I mean, you're stuck to that ship for that long.
I've never been on a cruise.
So I figured 4 or 5 nights is better, but I couldn't find anything like right away. So we'll see.
Is there any cruise that's only 4 nights?
Yeah, there are some.
Oh, really?
But then I can't find... But then the ones they have like next week or the week after...
They're all booked.
They're all booked because I'm not going to get just an inside room.
Right.
I mean, those are like in the matchbox. So you want to get a suite or at least a balcony.
Right. Yeah.
Not even a window because the window is just like a round thing.
I think it would give me anxiety to be on a boat.
Yeah.
I'd be freaking out.
If you
out.
Have a balcony or something, I think you'll feel better. Mm. But no, on a boat, the fact is that you don't feel you're on anything. It's like a city. A floating city. You got everything you want there. You don't have to drive. You don't spend
but
any money.
The thought of just being like in the middle of the ocean, like that freaks me out.
Well, there it freaks me out more to be on a plane in the middle of the ocean.
Touche.
What's that, Katarina?
I was going to say, there was that cruise ship that crashed.
Yeah, and everyone was stranded.
Remember? It was like 2 summers ago. Yeah. And everyone was stranded and they were like trying to get them off. Like so.
And all the food spoiled and like there was no food for anybody.
Oh, you're talking about two different things. She talks about the one in Italy.
Yeah.
No, but you're talking about the one that happened out here where...
Caribbean. It was a Caribbean.
Yeah, Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
No, it was Carnival, I think.
Carnival, yeah.
And
Carnival.
That's why they told me don't take Carnival anymore. They used to be the fun ships. But now they get all this problem.
I guess
people
their ticket
sick.
Prices are super low now.
Yeah. That's why.
They're like, please just book with us.
But I don't know where to go, so I'm pretty bummed. But at any rate, so that's the situation. So I am going to be here next week if you guys were having withdrawals already.
Don't miss Sam in the morning next Monday because he'll be in L.A.
Right.
As if anybody gives a shit.
Oh, that's stinky.
No, I'm just kidding. How was your weekend?
Oh, my God.
What?
So I've started reading this book called The Magic. Have you guys ever heard of it?
No.
No, and we read books. Yeah. What's it about?
So basically it's about like basically focusing your energy on the magic of things, like the magic of getting money, the magic of relationships. And you have to start by saying, like, if you catch yourself saying something negative, you have to like then fix it with saying something positive. And I'm like, you know, I'm a pretty negative person. So when you just asked me how my weekend was, I was about to say something negative. So then I caught myself. I'm like, I got to start working on that. So my weekend was boring, but I'm grateful for getting rest. Like, that's what you need to start doing. But I actually didn't pay my car insurance and it canceled on the 11th, which was Friday. And I didn't know. My dad called me and was like yelling at me. And I was like, I can't leave my house. So all weekend I was just like,
oh my gosh,
stuck at the crib.
Yeah, because you don't want to be driving with no insurance.
Yeah, no, because my luck.
Although I do.
Not my luck, but my luck.
They give you 30 days leeway. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you over the 30 days
too?
No.
I paid it this morning.
Okay.
But still, I was really nervous. I was like, I don't want to have anything happen. But and everyone was at Coachella, so there was really nothing going on anyway. So I literally just read. I started reading a book.
Now you feel magical?
I'm trying to get there.
Katarina, you like to read too, right?
I do
like to
read.
Do you find time to read? Do you have time?
Yeah, you know what? I do because I'm a big reader, so I haven't watched TV in years.
Oh. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Not movies?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
I'm the same way. So all those shows, those series, you don't know
I don't know any of them. No,
I know.
I don't know
same here, man.
Oh, my God.
The only one I've tuned into in like the last 5 years is Game of Thrones.
Really?
That's literally it, but none of the other ones.
Uh-huh.
Out of the loop.
So you watched all of it?
Yeah, all 7 seasons, I think.
Wow, that's a big investment.
Yeah.
So good.
Really?
Oh. People were telling me, it took like the first season to really get into it, because the first few episodes I was like, okay.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
But then you get so addicted. Oh, no.
Really?
It's amazing. Mm.
Because, you know, with the dragons and everything, I don't know if I like fantasy that much.
It's
you know?
Really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check out the first or second episode.
I feel like
episodes.
You would like that show.
Yeah, I'll check it out and see.
I never got into it.
Yeah.
And everyone's
I'm trying
so
different
into
shows,
it.
But I can't seem
now?
To connect to anything?
Anything.
There was one called Hunted. Have you heard of that one?
I heard it was really good.
Really? Because I started the first one. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like she's like a secret agent or something.
Right.
In espionage. Mm-hmm. And I started watching it. It was good. But then I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
But maybe I need to give it some time. I really don't have the patience, you know? So I sit there for 5 minutes. If it doesn't grab me, I'm moving on. And talking about reading, you know, I have like five different books on my table, so I always pick up one or two, but I don't have that much time. So it's like I'm starting to be being a, with a backlog of books.
Right.
Right?
Let alone the TV shows.
Right. So that's the thing. I don't have time for TV.
But this is because the world is so busy.
Right.
Like where there's so much going on. And heaven forbid we don't Facebook for 5 minutes.
I don't Facebook
like
at all.
It's just so busy.
Yeah, but she Instagrams to death.
Are you an IG girl? Yeah.
I'm a total Instagram girl, yeah. I need to like work on my, I just had like an interview with this guy who's like, you have such potential. He's right. like, but you don't do anything with your page. And I'm like, but then he also told me that the reason companies probably don't reach out to me is every single one of my pictures is like a sexy look.
Right.
And they're like, how
so
can
it's not your fault you're sexy.
All these things we told her before on the show, but she's listening to somebody else.
I also don't want to stop being me, you know? Like,
no,
that's
you don't
I,
have to, but I you told know? You you've got a great potential. You got to do something. You don't really want to do anything. Because you don't know what you want.
Yeah, no, I actually do. I really decided this weekend, as I was sitting at home doing nothing, that I really, really want to start acting.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So work towards that.
Yeah.
There's no actors in this town. They really need some.
Yeah, I know. There's so many.
It's like you have to get in line.
But
my
I was
dear.
Watching like random movies off Netflix, and I was like, I can do this.
Really? Yeah.
See,
I've
do
never
this.
Had the acting bug. Like that's one thing
I don't
want to
do. Neither
have
I. You
no,
know?
Thank you.
Because you feel more comfortable just being yourself.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how I could be somebody else, but but that's what you learn becoming an actor.
I guess
you
so.
Know?
You let us know.
Yeah. Right.
If it's successful, which it will be, but I also enjoy being myself, like just like you. I wouldn't mind being a host as well, like some type of host for something.
Yeah, Katarina gets into so many different things. It's amazing. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you. You're originally from Canada,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so originally
from Calgary?
Originally from Calgary, and it's actually, speaking of weather, it's snowing. They got 20 centimeters
Whoa.
Of snow overnight,
is
which is like 5 inches.
Okay, 5 inches.
5 inches,
5 inches
wow.
of snow. It's April 15th. Like, my
yes.
God.
Wow.
So it's winter.
Do you
in Canada.
Miss that
no.
those winters? No, huh?
I grew up with like 8 months of winter, literally.
Really?
And
that's
I'm
awful.
Super fine to never see snow again.
And you've been attracted to sunny places.
Yeah,
like
I've been away
Florida
from
here
for 12 here. Years. Florida here. And then I lived in the Mediterranean, in Barcelona, south of France, in Greece.
And you didn't find a husband out there?
I know. I was too busy with too many other men. Too many
I always joke around with Sam that I want to go to Barcelona or Italy and find myself a husband.
Yeah.
So funny.
Well, Katarina belongs to the world. She doesn't belong to just
global.
One person.
But
yeah.
it's so funny, you guys. I have to tell you the story. When I was in Rome one time, we were there. It was my first time that I had been. Oh, we were like, my sister and I, not my other personality, but my sister and I were there. And we were like 20.
Yeah.
And we're walking down Rome, and the police officers literally look like Dolce & Gabbana models. Like, they've got these glasses and this look, and we're just like, this place
really?
Is amazing. So you got to put it on your list.
Yeah. I have so many places on my list. I just got to get over that fear of flying.
Yeah.
Do you have a fear of flying?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's hard. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to take trips in cars.
Or boats.
Trains. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? How do you think I'm going to get to Rome in a car?
You won't. You're not
you
going to Rome.
You can put your car on a boat.
I'm surprised they haven't invented something yet.
Mm. You're not going to Rome. You're
where
going
there's
to
like a road like on
go.
Top of the
like
ocean.
In the U.S., Canada, Mexico, that's about as far as you get
I know.
In a car. But yeah, I mean, look, just take, like they say, take some kind of tranquilizer or something, you know.
Yeah,
you
horse tranquilizer. Yeah, just pop a bunch of that melatonin stuff.
Yeah, go to sleep.
Knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm. Does the melatonin work for sleeping?
Nope.
I've never used it. Mm-hmm. I have some friends that swear by it.
Really?
But I think it's all
it's mental. It is.
They just think that it works for them, because I've heard other people, it's like, nah, it doesn't do anything.
Right.
Yeah. People think Xanax helps them sleep. I'm like, Xanax does not put you to sleep, bro. It's an anti-anxiety. You're wide awake after. You just have less anxiety.
Yeah.
It does not put you to sleep. Like some people, like my doctor gives me Xanax for sleep. I'm like, well, he shouldn't be doing that.
I actually heard if you eat cherries right before you go to bed, because cherries apparently have natural melatonin. So they're like, if you're going to eat fruit at night, eat cherries.
Really?
Well, I also heard pineapples make vaginas smell good.
So eat pineapples too?
Okay, pineapple it is.
But there's no truth to it.
I don't
never,
have to worry
we don't
about
know.
It.
We don't know. Like, my roommate always, before she hooks up with a guy, she'll literally go to Trader Joe's and get a whole thing of pineapple.
Don't they say the guy's supposed to take eat some things too to make it taste good?
I forget what the guys are supposed to eat. Ew, so disgusting.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
This is what we do.
Well, that's where you led me with your vagina word. It's inevitable, you know?
Basically, what I was going to say is people can say a lot of shit, doesn't mean it's true. Yeah.
That's true. Especially like hashtag fake news, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yay.
There's a new book I actually picked up. It's called Fucked. Okay.
That sounds like an awesome title.
Right.
But and what's it
is. You see, it grabs you, right?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. They start out the you. So
yeah, they
fucked.
Always do that.
Right. But it's by two women who have a podcast. Supposedly, they're very popular.
Right.
About it's called Men That We Fucked or something, right?
Okay.
I should literally do this podcast.
But you can see why that would be
engaging.
You see, names like that are very attractive.
Right, right.
They stand out.
Right.
I'm considering calling the show Fuck, you know?
People we don't talk about
that.
Sex enough.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it.
So it's good. Are you enjoying it?
So it's a good book because it's mostly for women, but I liked it because they talk about... I like to read about women's issues and stuff like that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So they talk about penises, vaginas, right. All that stuff, you know?
Right.
And other things about dating and all that. And it's fun. It's a fun read, you know?
Right.
So
cool.
Sometimes I just like...
I'm gonna get that.
Yeah. It sounds... I'll give it to you when I'm done.
Yeah,
you
that's cool. Yeah, I'll wait.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How long is it going to take you to read it? 5 years, Sam?
No, I'm halfway through.
Now you're motivated to read it so you can give it to Danny.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see.
Chop, chop.
But yeah, I wish I was half as fucking popular as they are. I mean, they've been around and they have a podcast that
is this considered a podcast?
Well, everything that people see today, well, okay, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
A podcast is when two people record something and then they put it on iTunes and things like that.
Right.
That's a definition of
right,
our podcast.
Right.
We're doing a live radio show here.
Right.
We're live. Right. But then our shows, when they get archived,
that's considered a podcast.
That's all it is.
Gotcha.
You know. So people call it different things.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been doing this for a long time already. You know?
Right, right.
So, but at any rate, because it's like now everybody's got to have a podcast, you know?
People keep telling me to do a podcast.
Yeah, but...
I don't know what the fuck I would talk about, but... Well,
just everything.
Well, do it on...
Pineapples.
You're already doing it on YouTube. That's even better.
Yeah,
You don't need like a whole show.
No.
People don't have that much...
people are like obsessed with listening to me talk, though. It's really weird.
Amazing.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of cool.
Yeah.
What did you talk about? I just posted a YouTube last night called When My Roommate's Man Put Hands on Me. I told you about that, right? My roommate's guy beat the shit out of me.
What?
I never told you about this. Yeah, no. He was Arab. Yeah.
You should write a book like that title, When My Roommate's Boyfriend Beat the Shit Out of Me.
Right.
I hear a lot of those stories about Arabs and Muslims.
Yeah, he didn't like black people. He was very open about it.
Right.
But I like dealt with him because she was like... messing around with him, and I was like, okay, like I can be a pretty laid back chick, but like he came the first time we met, he came back to the apartment and I slapped him across the face within a half an hour, and I was like, get out. He's just so rude. Like he's a drug dealer. Okay, number one. He's got lots of money, so if you don't have lots of money, he's judging you because you don't have lots of money.
Right,
so
but I'm not doing anything illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
How hard can it be to have money when you do that?
Right.
When you sell drugs?
Right. I mean, if I was a drug dealer, I'd be like the queen pen, I feel, because no one would ever assume that I was a drug dealer because I just don't look like a drug dealer. I should get into that. I'm just kidding. So that happened, and then on Halloween, we went out, and it was all good, and we got into his car. It was parked at Hyde on Sunset, and I just looked at him, and I said, hey, are you okay to drive? And he turns around, and his friend dumps a whole water bottle on me, and I'm black, so, like, when you put water on me, my hair is turning like this, and I spent, like, 4 hours doing my hair. So, obviously, I got a little bit ghetto, you know, like, shoulders back, like, what's up?
Like.
So he slapped me across the face, and I was like, oh, hell no. So
I
immediately call the cops, and then he speeds around the corner. He stops in front of the club, and he gets out of the car. He goes, someone get this bitch out of my car. Okay.
Wow.
And I'm like in disbelief because I'm like, is this really happening? Like, this was such a good night. Is this really happening right now? So some girl gets in the car that I've never seen before. My roommate gets out of the passenger side. He comes around on the passenger side, punches me twice in the face.
What?
And then I put my arm up to protect my face, and then he bites my arm. I still have the bite
marks.
Oh, my
God.
You can see his teeth marks right there.
He's a fucking animal. What the hell?
So the bouncer of the nightclub goes, what do you want me to do with this bitch? To him.
What?
Yeah. So the bouncer comes to the other side, and I'm like holding on to the car because I don't want to leave because I want the cops to show up. Because I know if I get out of this car, the cops are going to take forever to show up, and he's just going to go on with his life like nothing happened. You know how I wear clip-in extensions sometimes? You know what those
are?
Yeah,
of course, in your hair. Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh. And you just clip them in. Yeah. I went out with 10 tracks in. I went home with 2. That's how hard the bouncer pulled me out of the car.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Threw me on the ground, and then he got in the car and sped off. The cops took 3 hours to show up.
What a man, huh? Beating up a woman. Yeah, that shows cool. A lot of...
Come on now.
Yeah. Shit.
Not cool.
I can't believe this,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. My dad called me, and he's like, so do you want me to book a flight? Like, he was ready to murder
him.
And I was like, no, Dad, he's not worth it. I'm not going to see you be in jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
For him.
I know. It's crazy, huh?
Have you ever hit a woman, Sam?
Me?
Yeah.
Never in my life.
Good boy.
I never hit a guy.
But would
even
you admit that
since
you
I was probably in fifth grade? I never got into it.
But as a man, would you ever admit if you hit a woman? I feel like some
would
men.
Would I what?
If, as would a man, would you ever admit that you hit a woman? I feel like men would lie about that.
They probably would lie. Yeah. But the thing is, I can sleep at night knowing that I never did this.
Right.
Not only did I never do it, but I'm so opposed to it that it makes me boil, you know? I mean, how can you? You know, you can get so mad at anybody, but you don't hit them, you know? I mean,
no.
I don't hit people, you know? I used to get mad so I would break things or something or, you know, punch the wall. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
For, you know, but when I was younger and angry and stuff like that, it would happen, but I would never hit a person.
Right.
No, it just doesn't. It's
I was
not
reading
in my
a
vocabulary.
Book once, and in the book, they were talking about, like, oh, you know, men that get aggressive and punch the wall. But the woman was saying, actually, the man is protecting you when he punches the wall because he's got so much adrenaline. He knows he's going to fucking freak out. He doesn't want to punch you, so he punches the wall. So you
but
actually have to give them
but
a little
bit of a
pound.
But I wonder if that's a warning.
But I gotta let you know that it didn't even cross my mind to hit anybody when I'm pissed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, I'm telling you, and that was all part of my bipolar disorder. And for the past 20 years, I've been on medication and I've been mellow like you see me now.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I haven't been mad and stuff.
But that's
so
good, though. I'd rather you be mellow.
Yeah,
than be
you know.
Walking around with all this anger. Right.
Exactly. It was terrible to live like that, you know?
Yeah.
So
people sometimes argue, like, you'll see, like, videos on, like, the Shade Room or Baller Alert of a woman, like, slapping a man and hitting a man repeatedly, and the man lashes out and hits back. And they're like, well, she was asking for it. I still think in that situation, I don't think a man has a right to hit a woman because the strength is completely different, don't you think?
Well, I don't know about the right. Do you have the right to hit him?
No, I mean, I don't think either.
Okay, so if you break the rules, he can break the rules too. And what I'm saying is it's not that you would want to, but I can see how it would be like an automatic reaction. If you slapped somebody, they go bam.
I think that's a tough debate though.
Yeah. I mean, if I had time to think about it, I never would, you know?
Right.
I'm just saying if
you're not thinking, you're reacting, right?
Right. I mean, if this is like out of nowhere, it's a surprise and you get fucking slapped.
But that's why they say react versus respond.
Right.
And that's where you got to catch yourself in that split second and say, what am I about to do?
Right.
Which is harder than said than done.
Right.
But I don't get into situations.
I've definitely
like that,
put my hands on a man before.
Really?
Yeah. When I found out my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me, I came to his apartment and I waited for him to get home and I beat the shit out of him. And he took it because he knew he was a little bitch.
Yeah, but you see, that's domestic violence.
I know.
Still.
Yeah, it wasn't good. My sister gives me this speech all the time.
It doesn't only go one way. But
I would never do it again. But I was, again, it was just like, you know, an adrenaline.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was just like, he was broke and I paid for everything. Like, he was laying in my bed that I bought him, sleeping with other women. Like,
wow.
I just,
isn't that the ultimate insult?
Yeah,
thing?
It's just like, are you kidding? You have it all right now and you still can't keep your dick in your pants.
Yeah.
So I'm going to slap you around a bit.
Okay.
And maybe he liked it. We don't know.
He did like it. It is so weird. Guys always want to sleep with you after. It's like after you're done beating them up.
Guys just always want to sleep with you. Period.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're like, wow, baby, that was so hot. I'm like, ew. I hate you.
Do you find you have to fend off a lot of men?
I have found I've had to fend off a lot of men, yes. For women, it starts at like age 12.
Yes,
you can
right?
feel it. You can feel the men starting to look at you when you're crossing the street and this and that. And and you know what? It gets me annoyed is when you're in like work situations and then men are trying to like get on you and you're like, dude, I'm just trying to like, get this contract signed or do this.
It's because men think about sex all the time. Yeah. And I can see how it would be frustrating to women, you know, because it's like, you know, don't just look at me as something sexual. We're actually talking about something concrete here, you know? We're doing business. And I think That is the source of all that sexual harassment and all that stuff, you know, where that comes from.
All the hashtag Me Too stuff.
It's because men don't know where to draw the line.
No. And I don't think they can help themselves, especially if there's like just a small window of an opportunity to say something sexual or inappropriate. It's like they just can't help themselves.
See, I mean, that's some men. I'm not saying everybody's like that. Not all men. I'm definitely like that. Yeah. Not like that. I know that if I'm not getting a signal from her, I'm not even making a freaking attempt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the way it should be. But some men are like, so when are you going to dinner with me? Or
Some men are like persistent. Wow. I don't even want to come back here.
And I told Sam all the time, I've been on so many job interviews where it's just like the end result of the job interview is like, so how much like sleep with you weekly? I'm what is this?
I've actually never gotten that. Good. But I haven't played in Hollywood much. I wasn't very much in corporate America.
Yeah.
And they know not to do that.
Yeah.
Like they don't.
I'm not looking.
You can feel that they want to.
Yeah, I can't do corporate America. It's not in my bones. Going to corporate America wearing like a business suit every day, I would literally jump off a building.
Yeah. Plus, you know, you do put up those sexy pictures and everything, so people.
Yeah, but how do they see that at a job interview?
I'm telling you, they probably. Look, don't you put up your if you have your name or anything, they can look Google you up, right?
Yeah, I think
everybody looks you up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I guess.
Except me, I don't.
Why can't you just be good looking and successful without somebody being like, wow, I want to really stick my dick in her vagina?
Right, because men are men.
And then when it's a woman in charge, they don't want to hire you because you're good looking. I feel like it's like a lose-lose situation. Like, I've been through job interviews too, like at clubs or restaurants where it's a woman manager. And although I'm like, have the perfect personality for the job, it's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, why not?
Women put up a lot of anti-women-ness.
Yeah. But yet we're supposed to be here for each other. Hashtag Me Too movement and feminine. Yeah, we're all fucking together. Kumbaya-ing. It's not true. It's like a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. It's tough to be a woman. I mean, I can imagine just being on the sidelines and seeing.
But it's also great to be a woman too.
No, of course.
I've gotten out of parking tickets. Yeah. I've gotten like free everything most of my life.
Right.
Like there are some perks.
Like it's hot.
Usually like get into a cool hotel.
That's it. You get a lot of free stuff. Yeah. You know, I mean,
it does work sometimes.
It's sometimes. Yeah.
It's like I see these women on Instagram or Facebook going on vacations. And you know they don't work. You know they don't have a job.
No.
So how the hell do they afford this? Because
someone's
it's
paying
free,
for
right?
it. Yes.
I said to my mom about
that,
10 years
in fact,
ago.
It's a person that takes the pictures. People don't realize.
Yeah,
hey, look, the chick is in a bikini in Hawaii. Oh, well, who's taking the picture? That guy that's fucking all right.
Yeah, like the 70-year-old guy.
And paid for the trip.
I said to my mom about 10 years ago, I'm like, you gave me the wrong memo. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, you gave me the work hard memo, not the just be a girl and sit by a pool and get some guy to pay for stuff.
Right.
I'm like, you gave me the wrong damn memo.
Right.
That's true, right?
I just don't know if I would be comfortable or satisfied doing that for the rest of my life. But there's some girls that are like, yes, rest of my life, somebody pay for my shit, I'm good with it. Like they don't care about being in love, they don't care about anything. They're like, just put me in a big house with a pool, give me a baby, I'll take care of it,
and a Chanel bag,
yeah, and I'm good.
It's, you know, it's not easy. And and you know, when you start realizing it, when you have a daughter, you know, and then you start finding out that men are gawking at her, and you go, ooh, gross, you know?
Right. And you're like, I gotta stop doing that to the poor 12-year-old neighbor.
Oh my God.
I think my dad is proud about it. Actually, it's weird. He's like, yeah, I've got really hot daughters.
Really?
Well, yeah. I always wanted to have really hot sons. Like, I always thought I'd be like the mother of like four boys, and I wanted them to just be like the hottest guys in the school.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
But nice hot guys.
But like, yeah, not assholes.
Yeah,
no.
Not the douchebags. Because usually hot guys in high school, they're the fucking worst.
Right.
Like the worst people on the planet. Because they just know that they can be on the football team or the basketball team and fuck all the cheerleaders and the nerds, the librarians. But yeah, I hope my kids are good looking too. Do you have any kids?
I'm sure they will be. No kids.
Do you want kids?
I did for a while. I think I'm over that now.
Really?
Yeah, because I really like my life.
That's good.
Yeah. I really like just sleeping in on a Saturday, and I really like just doing nothing on Sunday, and the thought of having to run around to like soccer practice.
All right.
Yeah. I think there's a window for all that, and I'm kind of passing it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you have any pets?
No pets.
Really?
No,
do you want any?
Too much obligation? No.
Really?
No. You're right. Too much obligation.
I can't live without a dog. It's really hard.
No.
I love it.
Yeah, see, we're similar in that way. And you've gotten used to your privacy and your freedom and everything. Yeah,
my alone time and my freedom. And right. I don't have someone calling me to tell me, like, their problems. No, I'm good.
You see, that now I'm about to have my son move in with me, and he's bringing a friggin' cat with him.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And so you're going to get a cat, a son and a cat?
And
back?
A cat.
Oh, my.
But I think it's going to be temporary.
Are you guys going to kill each other?
No. On the contrary, that's why I invited him to come, because we never really lived together while he became, like, after his teens, you know?
Right.
Because of your divorce.
Yeah, of the divorce and stuff. Yeah. So he's looking forward to it. I'm cool. I'm grateful to any interest he has in being around me.
Right.
So, you know, and but I don't know how long I'll be able to deal with it before I'm like, you know, I was thinking about it this morning, you know. I mean, you can go to the bathroom with open door when you're alone.
Right.
You can walk naked. Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to worry about anything. But at the same time, it's also good to know how to live with other people, you know.
Right.
I kind of forgot, you know, since I got divorced.
Right.
I love, you know, I mean, many times in my life I've lived alone, you know, and I always appreciated it, you know. So I understand that. But do you feel, Katarina, you might be missing out if you don't have kids? Or
you know what?
Have you come to...
No. I kind of, I was like probably about 5 years ago super stressed about it.
Really?
Like, oh my God, you know, my friends are having babies and my biological clock and yada, yada, yada.
Right, right.
But I think that was more society's pressure.
Right.
So no, I'm perfectly fine with it, Sam. I don't think I'm going to turn around and be 90 and be like, oh, I wish I had. I think if I really wanted a baby, I would have one by now.
Yeah right?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much the easiest thing you can do.
Yeah, I'm starting to stress
about
it too.
Yeah.
You probably are right. You know, maybe you're not made for it, maybe you're not ready for it, you know.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not feeling the lack of it. How's that?
Right. But I'm wondering if you meet a man that you really fall in love with,
that you would want a kid.
You would want
and
it.
And maybe,
you know?
I would. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. Because, but I think maybe I want that family unit first.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Like, I'm not the type that's going to be like, I'm going to go be a single mom and use the sperm bank.
Right.
Like, God, no.
You're not into that.
But if I met a man of my dreams and we wanted to start something together, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
So now, my question is, though, you know, being an attractive woman and everything, and you said men do hit on you and stuff, doesn't that make it easier to find somebody?
No, it makes it harder, Sam.
Yes.
Why?
Harder you are, the harder it is to find someone that actually will, like, be with you and settle down with you. Like, I feel like if I was ugly, I would be settled down and have kids by now.
But why do you think that is? I don't think so.
Yes, it's so much harder, Sam. And they, especially with social media now, they believe that people are sliding in your DMs. They don't think that you're loyal. They accuse you of shit. It's just like roles are reversed. Just like how women feel about men that have a little bit of money and a little bit of a following. We're accusing you of shit just like you're accusing us of shit. And then nobody ever fucking lasts.
Right.
It's just nothing works out. It's harder for good-looking people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we have great sex for a while, but at the end of the day, you're like laying in bed, you're like, do I even like you?
I'm just thinking you have a bigger pool to choose from.
No, because men won't even come up to you.
That's right. They usually will go for the one that they think is a sure thing.
Yeah.
So all my, like, ugly or fat friends are all married with kids, and I'm like, what the fuck?
And I was,
no offense, but, like, it's true.
Right.
Have you been...
I feel that same way. We went out this last weekend, and there was, my girl was into this guy, and she's beautiful, and he just would not, like, give her the time of day, and I'm like, that's really weird. But the guys he was talking to in the club were, like, your average, basic, like, blondes, like, literally looked like just any other chick that you would see walk into Starbucks or Target. And my other roommate asked him, he's like, why do you go for, like, ugly chicks?
Average, yeah.
And he goes, they're easier.
Really?
Yeah. Like, straight up, they're easier. And back in the day, when I was actually in a relationship on and off for 4 years, my ex used to cheat on me all the time and treat me like shit. And, like, years later, when, like, the hate is gone, I asked him, like, why did you treat me that way?
Right.
He goes, because I just didn't trust you. You're way too hot for me. I just knew at some point, if I treated you like a queen, you were going to leave me for somebody else. I'm like, that's guy's mentality. Like, yeah, I can love her.
Okay.
Some guys, but most guys.
I don't know if most guys.
I think every guy is insecure. I think every guy is insecure.
Yeah, many people are insecure. Yeah, that's true.
But I think it's harder now for, like, people, especially, like, millennials, like, coming up, because there's so much of this swiping.
Right.
Like, you don't have to put energy or patience or effort into anything.
And you don't give FaceTime to people, you know? You don't sit with them.
Right, to actually know them, to actually care.
Yeah,
you know? And everything is so instantaneous. Like, do you remember back in the day, we had to actually wait on hold for half an hour for the taxi company to answer. Then we had to wait an hour for the taxi to come. Then we had to go outside and battle for the taxi because people thought it was theirs. Now, if the Uber's 4 minutes and not 2 minutes, we're like, what the hell?
Right.
I never had to experience a taxi thing.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, you're lucky. Katarina, yeah. Have you been actively seeking a mate in your life?
No, I haven't.
So are you on Bumble?
That's probably why it hasn't happened.
I'm about to join it, actually.
Yeah. That's probably why it hasn't happened, because maybe you don't come across as available.
Right. I probably have been putting up this whole, like, I don't want you right now, because I've been focused on, you know, my career and my stuff and my traveling and my fun. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've been to Ibiza 14 times. So.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
I've had a good time in my life. But, yeah, maybe, Sam. Like, maybe if I click the switch and, like, okay, now I'm ready to find someone.
Right.
Maybe I'll, like, start projecting that and inviting it in.
Yeah.
Because I haven't wanted that either. So
in the book, The Magic, it says that you have to, like, put that into existence. Mm. So you're not currently putting that into existence, so therefore it's not coming your way.
Interesting.
Yeah, because what happens is, if you were actively looking, then you probably, if you don't like dating apps or stuff like that, you could get on a database.
But I'm actively looking, Sam, and
but
it's
you
not
could
working
get on
out.
A database of matchmaking services and things like that. You know, you don't have to pay anything, but the men might be serious about finding someone.
Right.
You might meet someone that way.
Because I don't do the internet online thing at
all. Right.
Like, I need to know in person, like, I feel your energy, or like, get away.
Right.
But I can't do the online thing.
Right.
I don't know.
My sister just got a Bumble, so it makes me want to get a Bumble. Remember, I told you everything Gabby does, I have to do too.
Right.
But I used to have a Bumble, but it was just like every guy I would meet up with, I'm like, ew.
And it's just like splitting your effort. Like, I'm just busy, you know, to go on a bunch of dates with random people and small talk. Like, ah, God.
I'd probably do it for, like, the free food and drinks.
But you don't have to do it that way. Let me tell you, Katarina, because on the one hand, it does have good. Don't go with, like, hookup.
The super hookup ones.
Yeah, go with the ones
Tinder.
That are more serious.
Bumble is more like dating.
But if you go, like, to Bumble, and also maybe like on a match.com or something, right?
But you have to pay
people
for Match.
There. So what?
I think that's bullshit.
So what? Everything has to be free?
Yeah, Bumble's free, bro.
I know, but it doesn't mean that free is the best there is.
Yeah, but there's age brackets. You can do like 40 to 50.
Okay, but Match wouldn't exist and be the biggest unless people used it and they pay for it, because it must be working. But what I'm saying there, you have more... you get more into the person. Okay, so let's say you kind of connect with them. You connect with them.
Okay.
Then I guess you can start calling them and talking to them on the phone.
Yeah, and
so
if
you don't have
connection
to go with just random people. You know, just give them a few minutes. If you like them, keep talking. If not, let them go. And that's it. But I think it opens up a... Oh, wow.
Her thing went off. I heard it go off, so I was just trying to fix it.
Yeah, here. We just have to connect the whole thing here.
I'm off.
Hold on, guys.
Live radio.
Yeah, I could hear because it was like no sounds.
Am I back? All right.
Almost.
Hang on.
Nope.
Oh.
No.
No.
She's not back.
You're not live.
Okay, because this thing somebody screwed with it.
Yeah.
I can't get it right.
Maybe just switch the mics for now.
Oh, I think
I was back. Nope. Still can't hear anything.
Hello?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Nope.
Okay. So let's give you
this one.
Let's
get this one. All right.
Switch.
All right. So that live radio, guys. That's what you get. I think it's the universe trying to not find me a mate. It knows I'm perfectly happy. Actually, no, I've had a good guy in my life the last little while, I have to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So not anymore? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of
evolving. Oh, okay, good. Well, congratulations to you then.
I haven't had any guys in my life at all. Me and my girlfriend were literally on my bed last night eating hot Cheetos, and we both looked at each other and were like, wow. this is it for us.
This is it, huh?
But I feel the pressure of like having and wanting a baby, because I'm gonna be 30 in a month.
Yeah, you're gonna start feeling it.
No, I feel it now. My sister has a 4-year-old, almost 5-year-old, and I'm like, oh my god. And she's my
twin.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
See.
And my dad always texts me. He's like, so when am I getting a grandchild? I'm like, Dad, maybe when I start like having sex with somebody.
No pressure.
Yeah.
So Katarina, so how long would it take you to introduce your man to the world.
To mom and dad? Or
no,
or
to the world. Yeah, like on
social
media
and
stuff.
You know me,
right?
Sam. I'm pretty private person.
Exactly. And
you
I
know,
think
like I've had a tough time even like playing in Hollywood because it's like you got to be on social media. You got to show people your life. And I was like, why?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Do you have social media?
Yeah, I do.
Of
but
course
it's like
she does. But she only shows what she wants
yeah,
people
and
to
I,
see.
Yeah, and I've only been on it for like a year.
Oh, okay.
So like I sometimes go up for auditions with people that have 500,000 followers, and I have my
like
5,000.
Meet one with 330,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
340.
40
wow,
already.
Okay, I got to start doing what you do, Danny.
Well,
no, it's because I was on TV. That's the only reason.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's not because I'm cool.
She was on a reality show.
And amazing.
Yes. I was on 10 reality shows.
10 reality shows.
But I talked to somebody on the phone that was like, "You basically have to start from scratch now."
Why?
It was like very discouraging, but also encouraging at the same time because I feel like I have to like really get my shit together. But I have my first audition for a movie this week.
That's fun.
Just because of a mutual friend, not because I have an agent. I really need an agent. Mm. I just don't know where to find one.
Well, talk to people that have done it.
I know.
And get ideas.
But no one wants to help, especially females. Like females that I know that have an agent, they do not want to tell you anything.
When I first got here, I reached out to a few people and I was like, can you just make an introduction for me?
Anything. Can you give me an email? Can you give me a website? Nothing, Sam. Nothing. Wow. They will not give you a goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm like, what the hell? I'm not like that. I'm
yeah,
like, yeah,
I'm
this
pretty
is
collaborative too.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna if it's like a casting call that I'm going to, I'm not gonna tell you like the casting call. But if it's like an agent I'm working with, by all means, like especially if we're nothing alike and we're not gonna be going for the same roles, like why would I give a shit?
Yeah.
Right.
The last girl I asked was white.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm black. We are like, not
either they're gonna want you or me. Probably not both.
Yeah, they're not gonna have us try out for the same roles. Like, come on now. So I've got to try to figure it out. And I told myself I'm really gonna hustle this week. Like I'm going to a restaurant. I'm going to like 5 restaurants today. Try to get like a hosting gig because I haven't
just
been doing anything.
Cash.
Yeah, and I don't mind working nights because I don't really do anything. I don't go out much.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but in jobs like this you meet a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, and
I'm
you
going to Catch today.
Oh yeah, Catch would be great. And then you can make some good you go places where people tip well.
Yeah,
because if you're going to be working there somewhere, you may as well go somewhere where the tips are
exactly
better.
Exactly,
right?
Well, hostess only get tipped off like the bar backs and the
servers. That's okay though. They'll get tipped off of people that leave 20%. Mm-hmm. Not 5.
Yeah. And right. They have tabs that go up to $10,000 in that place.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully they like my vibe. I'm going there today because my girlfriend that I was actually with last night works there. She's a server. And she's tell them that I sent you in there. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I can get something.
And next time I come to Catch and you're at the door, I'll be like, hey, can I get my girlfriend and I come in for a drink?
Yeah. Usually you can just go straight to the bar, but I don't know how restaurants like that work. Because sometimes
Is Catch? Is it in Hollywood or
it's
something?
It's right on Robinson.
Melrose. Yeah, Melrose.
Oh,
and Robinson.
Melrose. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just off Robertson and Melrose.
There's always paparazzi
it's
outside.
It's across from Ciccone's.
I was in the area yesterday, actually, cruising around
nice
the city with a friend of mine, and it was fun, you know? I mean, I like going there sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I don't hang out there a lot.
Right.
But there's a lot more action going on in the city, you know? Well, we just drove around, then I ended up eating a hamburger at Astro Burger. That's like a trademark place.
That's literally 2 seconds away from my house.
Really?
Yeah, I could walk there.
Really?
Yeah. But they have like this Middle Eastern wrap there called the gyro sandwich. It's like literally the most.
Euro. It's a euro.
Yeah, euro, whatever.
No, but that's okay. People call it gyro.
Yeah.
People call it gyro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you
so
like that, right?
Good there.
So they have it there?
Yeah. It's
really?
So good.
Oh, I'll try it next time.
But I also had it at like 2 o'clock in the morning after I smoked a blunt. So it could have been why, but it was so delicious to me. I was like, wow. I never knew this is right down the street from my house, and they're open late. So
and you have to be there if you're in Hollywood. It's almost like Pink's hot dogs,
right?
You know? Big
I've never had
dog.
That.
Really? You mm-hmm. gotta go.
The line is always down the street
huge.
And around the corner.
Yeah,
not always.
That's good.
That's the thing. If you have a car and you drive around, sometimes you'll see it's
on
not
and off.
Every
hour.
Time,
go like Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, right?
Literally. Every time I've driven by it, I'm like, why are this line is always so long?
Because it's a trademark. I mean, not a trademark. What am I trying to say? Like, okay, never mind. But I don't know what
it was
the
like
word
a chain.
Landmark. Like a landmark.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
trademark.
Yeah.
Landmark. Thank you. What the? I'm totally lost.
Got it.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Katarina Kozaias, who joined us this morning. And so I wanted to ask you, you lived in Florida too, right?
Yeah, 7 years in Miami before coming out here.
Do you like, which Ooh, one do you Miami. Like more?
Oh my God, am I allowed to say that I like Florida better?
Really?
Yeah, sorry. Why not?
The weather too?
You know what, I just really love like that tropical heat.
Right.
And you know, the weather here is fabulous. It's 75, it's sunny, but there's still that arid, it gets cool, you need a jacket.
Right.
And I just love to be out there in 85 degree weather in
It
January.
Gets really humid though. Like,
yeah, but it's excellent.
I've never been there, so I don't know why I'm like, it gets really humid. From what I've heard. From what I've heard, it gets really humid.
Yeah.
And the thing that I like about it too is there's just like, there's a lot more water around.
Right, exactly.
So here,
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, here we don't have bridges and shit.
You feel
like
you're landlocked.
Yeah, more chance for a hurricane though, so. Yeah.
Like, unless you're like Marina Del Rey, Venice, Santa Monica, right. where you're literally looking
Laguna
at the ocean,
Beach, Newport.
You can't tell that you're in on water.
Mm. Right, right.
Right.
So.
Right.
And then if you, but if you drive south more to Hermosa and Manhattan and stuff, it's really nice there, you know, but it's expensive too. Mm. So,
But LA is cool. LA has got so much, right?
Mm-hmm. It really does.
It's Hollywood, you know? And then there's, you know, Manhattan Beach, and then there's Studio City, and downtown.
And then you can go to
pumping.
San Diego and Santa Barbara, Palm Springs, Vegas.
All
you
of
know.
It's so close.
Yeah, we got everything. You
and
know.
Hawaii when it's not flooding. It's
exactly.
Close.
Hawaii is not.
Everyone
not
was in Palm Springs this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah.
For Coachella.
Well, I don't think that everybody, it seems to you that everybody. All I can tell you is this town was as busy as ever this
really?
Weekend.
Really?
See, I'm not.
Actually, traffic was kind of bad this weekend. I was like, why is everybody still here?
Yeah.
Maybe they're going next weekend.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I'm not that so much a Coachella person as I am Burning Man.
You went to Burning Man?
Yeah, way better been? Burning Man than Coachella. It's just too poppy for me.
Right. Yeah,
a little too poppy.
Wow. When was the last time you were at Burning Man?
Oh, like 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you like it?
Yeah. Amazing.
So you would go back?
Yes.
Burning
really?
Man? People
always
are like naked,
away,
right?
In September.
Because I can't rough it like that.
Oh,
you know?
I love it.
I mean, with sand Excellent. And dust just everywhere and dry and hot. You like that?
How do you like hook up at Burning Man? I would feel like
dirty. Everyone's dirty.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Yeah, that's true, right? Everybody's
like,
sweating, stinky.
Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like you have to bring like tents, right?
Yeah, or you could bring your own little like.
How do you shower? Brush your teeth.
An RV is the best way to go.
If you've got friends.
So you shower in your RV and stuff, you know.
But what if you don't have an RV? You don't shower for 3 days?
No.
Well, they've got these little built-up things.
Like showers.
You know, depending on your level of entry.
Right.
There's different, VIP like experiences and stuff.
And then you have to have a bike there to ride.
It's
right?
nice because to have a bike. You can go around. It's so massive.
Like a
70,000 people.
It is, right?
70,000 people.
How many? 70,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like just pop.
What type
this.
Of music is it?
Mostly
like
electronic
EDM?
Dance.
Yeah,
mostly.
And everyone's like on Molly, like woo.
Mostly. Not always. Not everyone.
Yeah.
It's like just like artists and creative people. And
right.
Yeah.
And just like... Just whatever you want, you
right,
know, totally
yeah.
free
no,
stuff.
I definitely
can't do like top 40 stuff. A Coachella for me is just too like
top 40.
Yeah, it just like kill me.
I just have no interest in sitting in a field watching a concert off a screen. Like,
no, it's
like
actually lots of fun.
I'm not like I'm all set. Like I would be down for the parties. The parties all look lit, but as for like actually
the
watching
daytime.
The concerts, I'm like nah.
Why? I mean, it's. Yeah, I mean, you
I
sit
don't do
there,
crowds
you
like that. I get
music.
Anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
no,
well, that explains
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. Right?
But otherwise, I mean, you sit there and you drink and you eat and you smoke and
like
whatever,
the day parties
know?
I could do. Like a lot of people on my timeline were like at the Revolve party or the Nike party, and it was like specific parties. Like
right.
Rihanna had a Fenty Puma party. Like that type of stuff I would love to do.
Right.
As for taking a car and going to the festival, I'd say, I'm going to take a nap. I'll see y'all at the next party.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
Well, we're almost out of time, Katarina. Tell people how they can find you on social media.
Awesome. Well, because I don't have 300,000 followers, I'd love
or
if you
anywhere,
could follow
me.
So please follow me if you're listening. It's just my name, Katarina Kazayas. So I'm going to spell it.
Yeah, I was like, definitely spell that.
Because it's not Jane Smith. All right. So KatarinaKozias.
There you go.
And that's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, my website, all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
pretty
and,
easy.
And we have it, and I put it on the video
amazing.
On Facebook
Perfect.
Too.
So then you can see me. So yeah, so please follow me because I'm trying to get my following up.
There you go.
Across it's all like, my social media, it's around 12,000. So
okay, but you know what? Don't get
that's
caught up
good
in
for
it.
For being on for a year.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in it too much, though. I mean, it can drive you crazy, and I don't think it really matters.
I don't think anyone cares what I'm eating, you know?
Yeah, yeah. or how many followers you have. You know, that's not the point. If people are going to hire you based on how many followers you have, run for the hills, right. You know, because mm-hmm. they don't want you. They want that audience mm-hmm. and... You know,
nightclubs are kind of like that now.
Which may or may not be loyal to the person they're following,
right.
And caring so much about what they're promoting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Carolina, so thanks for having me.
Yeah,
so
thank you so much for
here.
Joining us. You're always a lot of fun. And you're also a host here. How can people find out about your show?
I have my show Thursdays at 11 a.m. LA 40. So come tune in with me Thursdays at 11.
Yeah, we hardly even talked about your show.
No, next time. I'll come back.
Okay, well, we have a couple of minutes. Do you want to... So tell us quickly what the show revolves around.
The show is a place... It's a play on the words Los Angeles and life after 40.
Ah.
Yeah, because when I started the show, I was going into my 40s.
Right.
And society doesn't like that.
Uh-huh.
So we are exploring, what does that mean? Is it too late to pursue your passion? Is it too late to, you know, chase your dream? Is it too late to be looking good and be feeling sexy? Or are you supposed to roll over and die? So, it's sort of a variety show. We've got people that talk about health, people that talk about fitness, people that talk about, you know, investing. So, yeah, I love it.
That's awesome, man. Show. And, you know, I mean, and you've pulled through the 40s. I don't think society doesn't like it. I mean, I just think that...
No, society's still hung up on it.
Really? So we look for the youth, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, I'll be honest, I honestly don't care. I turned 41 last month. But it's better if I tell people I'm 35.
Really?
Yeah, they're more receptive to that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Are you serious?
So I'm just going to start telling people that because... Why not?
You look like you're
35. I was trying to embrace the 41, and it's backfiring on me. So no. We'll say I'm 33 then.
You do not look like you're 41, though.
Thank you.
So.
I'm trying to embrace
Hashtag ego.
Yeah, there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, Danny. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome.
Good luck wherever mm-hmm. you're going.
Thanks. And we'll have to go home and get ready first.
Okay. Well, we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.